And welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're here with me, Dwight, on today's Tech Eagle session of Eagle, here on Eagle FM. I almost said of, but you're here on the Tech Eagle session for today, this Friday, the 11th of February. And as we do, we're continuing on with our discussion based upon digital media and its impact. Guys, you might be asking, why are we doing a crash course on this? Well, not everyone paid attention to the evolutions of the media landscape, the technology landscape, or the appliance landscape that is associated to the digital media space. For today's discussion, just to outline it, we're touching on the storage capacity or the storage devices that played a role in seeing, in observing this digital transformation taking place. Currently, there's a major sort of like, I wouldn't say a fanfare. I won't call it fanfare, but there's this ease of access or this ease of storage in terms of where cloud services have become the mainstay for the past 5 years. Now, you get cloud services for corporate or for enterprise. Major organization and enterprise, as well as also small enterprise levels. That being, you know, looking at a organizational setup. Then you get cloud services for us, the individual, the person on the street. You that have your laptop on you handy, and you wish to do some things, even for people with their iPhones. I know you guys with the iPhones, you actually have to buy cloud space or cloud storage space. It's a novel idea, but it somehow is also an expensive idea. We're still in Namibia. We're still in a country that has below 40% internet coverage. I'm talking in the sense of where people, you know, you can walk anywhere in the country and pick and, you know, have internet coverage in that sense. Second on to that is Namibia is a pretty big country, meaning there's major spaces between Windhoek and the next four towns. You can count in any direction. You can look in any direction. They're big distances. We're not talking about 10 kilometers. We're talking about 30 plus kilometers. Anything above 50 kilometers is far. Even Okahania. Yes. So, cloud services or the storage, the technology behind storage capacity for various appliances, technologies, software, you name it, that has seen the major evolution come through. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a rundown, or I'm going to share a little bit of a rundown. However, storage capacity is sort of like the salient or the silent sort of like element in this whole digital media landscape disruption. So, I'm going to start off with like the basics that some of us were exposed to in terms of, you know, if you went for that subject at NUST or at UNAM, it was sometimes known as Principles to Information, Information Systems. Then it got changed to another name. I think it had the name ICT at one stage. For those of us who were exposed to those subjects, in terms of, you know, learning the basics of computing, of how to work with a word processor, a database processor, a spreadsheet processor, you go through the whole shebang of the whole Microsoft Office suite. There were other things associated in terms of that exposure to technology. Now, the mainstay sort of like storage devices that formed the backbone for better part of almost 20 years of the ICT landscape was the compact disc, as well as also the floppy diskette, as well as also the photographic film and the cassette. Guys, for those of you who were not born as yet, and I know there's a whole bunch of people that say, yeah, it's, you know, before my time, and yeah, how old are you? And yeah, how old are you when these things existed? It doesn't matter. This technology existed. It existed. And it was essential, actually, in home entertainment. It was essential in sort of like family time. And it was also essential in terms of work, how work was done. Now, for that matter, I'm going to stop on two aspects, that being the VHS disc or the video cassette, as I grew up, knew the term as. Then we're also going to look at the aspect of the floppy diskette. The floppy disk is actually the one that was the oldest technology still here in the mid-2000s, guys. In the mid-2000s, I was exposed to floppy disks, and I was like, wow, this thing is big. This thing is big, and the thing had small storage space, guys. It had little storage space. Well, you have to understand, for those who do programming in the IT industry, programming, there has been major developments in terms of the types of processes as well as also the types of tasks and commands that can now be executed by your Microsoft machine at home or at work. So things went up. For just to give you a little bit of a rundown, there was sort of like the system thing in terms of a 32-bit and a 64-bit system. In terms of how it was developed. What does this mean? If what I'm just talking about there. Now, talking about a 32-bit processor or 32-bit system, or let's, for example, say if you looked at your Windows on your machine, on your PC or your laptop, a 32-bit was an older, slower, and less secure sort of like system or processing ability. Then you had 64-bit processor, which is the latest, the newer, the faster, and more secure version. Meaning, it was all about trying to protect your, you know, your PC's integrity or cyber functionality in that sense. Now, it was also an aspect of memory, processing speed in terms of memory, like your RAM. It was also an aspect of the type of hardware associated to it. But the notion was in terms of storage capacity. You know, people wanted more storage. So if you want more storage, some or other way, an evolution in terms of not just the system that you run on, but also the hardware will increase. I'm not lying, guys. In a space of like a year and a half, there were flash drives or memory sticks. Flash drive is actually the correct name for a USB stick, because a USB is the port, that bit that you of your USB stick that you insert into a machine. That point there is the USB point. And in a space of about a year and a half, there were USB sticks. And I know there's a lot of people that can provide testimony to this discussion. There were USB sticks that were 200 megabyte. 200 megabyte, guys. Do you know how big 200 megabyte is now? Do you know of what use 200 megabyte is? Now, in terms of today's, in terms of the rules of engagement for today's discussion, I can and I will allow throughout the program, calls to come through, you know, just to share. If you guys remember the video cassette, the VHS cassette, even the audio cassette, because I grew up on the audio cassette. We had a wonderful thing as a child, in terms of, you know, if your parents were too tired to read fairy tales or storybooks to you, there was this little nice thing, although it was in Afrikaans, its name was Storyman. And Storyman had all these cassettes, like 20 cassettes in a little briefcase with the books. And you as a kid would sit there reading the book, but then the cassette would be playing. It was almost like audiobooks, having an audiobook, but in sound format. And you have the physical book as well to try and read and practice. So that also helped in a developmental sense for you as a child. Now, cassettes itself, this audio cassette itself, lasted about what? Into, I think, up to 2000, because then it was totally phased out. Actually, the maximum that you could go was like 2005, for that matter. Now, as mentioned, with the rules of engagement discussion, you can come throughout the course of today's discussion. This discussion will still be continuing on into Monday, because it is, unfortunately, the hour is a bit too short to try and get all the pros and cons of the technology and the storage devices going. However, we start off in earnest with our discussion. Now, just to share with you, for those of you who don't see CDs or DVDs much anymore, now the compact disc was actually something that was released in 1982. So the compact disc, which is the digital optical disc data storage device or format, was co-developed by Philips and Sony. Yes, one of the two of the world's biggest electronics giants or multinational companies, they co-designed and co-developed the compact disc storage device or format. Now, this was mostly for storing and playing digital audio recordings. Now, in August of 1982, the first of those compact discs was manufactured, and it was then released in October 1982 and branded as the Digital Audio Compact Disc. So imagine, guys, from 1982 up until, 2010, 2011, 2013, this storage device, this storage element had a profound impact on, as we now know it, on humanity in terms of, allowing you to have digital archives or something, meaning you could store something on a compact disc. Now, this is not, I'm not yet specifying into the various formats, because you had various formats to write data on. The first one was just CDR. CDR was only to read. Or, like it only said sometimes, where like the official name was actually just CD-ROM, so meaning compact disc read-only memory. Then you had CDRW, meaning compact disc rewritable, meaning you could constantly write on it, meaning you can overwrite on that data that was already there previously. You couldn't wipe the data, meaning you couldn't delete it. The only function of deleting the data was actually to write new data on top of that old data. That was what the CD compact disc, provided. It then spurred or sort of like assisted in the development to the DVD compact disc or the DVD disc, meaning the digital video disc. Now, we have to remember here, guys, what is the underlying notion of this discussion? It is about the evolution for the need for more storage capacity, for more storage space. If I can share one shocking little development with you, the first computer that was ever developed was in, I suspect it was like in 1940s or 1950s. That computer, you would not believe me. That computer, the size of the computer was as big as anyone's ERF, your ERF at home, or your ERF of your family members. Any ERF, just take an ERF. It was actually, I have to be honest here, there are actually various ERF sizes in Windhoek itself. But let's, for example, say if you've seen a school hall or a town hall, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself in the country, the first computer was as big as that floor size of that school hall. The first computer. And guess what its storage capacity was? 200 megabytes. 200 megabytes for a machine that takes up the space of a school hall. Yes, guys. I'm not lying. I'm not joking. It's there. It's there on Google. So if you just Google search it, the first computer ever made. Not like ever, because the various coding machines are also noted as the first computers, because they could send signals and receive signals. But if you look at computers, what we know it, with storage, processing, and then also projecting the data that has been input on one side and projecting on an output device. The first computer was the size of a school hall, and it had 200 megabytes of storage capacity. 200 megabytes today, guys, is a drop in the water. Not even your Google Drive will give you 200 megabytes, because it gives you by standard 15 gigs. Not even, for example, if you buy your Microsoft Home Office or Home Software Suite, which includes like three or four processors in there. Not even that cloud service that comes with your Microsoft license. Not even that service will just give you 200 megabytes. They will actually give you perhaps if they allow it, a terabyte, and a terabyte is 1,000 gig. Now, the compact disc, as mentioned, had profound impact because it extended to the Super Audio CD, it extended to the DVD, and it extended to the CDRW, which is the rewritable standard. Now, it enjoyed 39 to 38 years Well, actually, if you count it from now, it is, the technology is about, what, 39 years old, almost 40 years. But if you actually count it up until when it was still used, or up until the point where it was still used, which was here, what, 2015-ish, that would put it just, you know, at the 35, 36, 34-year range that this technology had been in existence. Just to explain to you guys, a technology sometimes has, what, a maximum, a 20 to 40-year lifespan, and I'm applying this to the production principle, or the product principle, or the marketing product principle, because you have the Toyota Corolla that is, what, 50 years old now. You have the VW Golf that is now 40 years old now. You have the Toyota Hilux. Actually, just take the Toyota pickup, which is 50 years old as well. So in that same sense, you know, you have to look at the product life cycle as well. And the CD, the compact disc, was a product in itself. Now, the aspect of it, it did span into others, into other formats as well. That's also how you got Blu-ray technology, which is also something that Sony had developed. And there was also the aspect of various technologies to support this. Because you have to understand, you can't just make a storage device, but you can't make the technology that supports the storage device. So what does this mean is that in order for the CD to be developed, or for that compact disc to be developed, you had to develop the CD reading, you had to develop the CD drive. The drive, you know, that on your PC that you find. If for those who still have laptops that have that, you know, that CD-ROM drive, that had to be developed as well, because you needed the technology to read the thing. Now, the aspect of this, that the CD was in its dimensions, it was pretty small. I mean, or it was pretty thin for that matter. Now, it was made primarily from plastic, as is most of these technologies. They're made primarily from plastic, and it's usually the casing, meaning the functional, not the functional, but the physical trait of the hardware is plastic. Now, the CD is read by focusing a 70 or 780 nanometer or nanometer wavelength semiconductor laser. So, in order for you to, like I mentioned, in order for you to make use of the storage, you had to develop the technology that can accommodate the storage, or actually make use of the device, and you had to have advancements in other senses. So a laser, as they would sometimes call it, the optical eye in a CD device, or a device that could play compact discs, an optical eye was usually the thing that they would call it. Now, an optical eye would be a little, it almost looked like a little eye, it physically like a little eyeball, and it would extend a beam of light that would read the data on the disc from the bottom, not from the top. Sometimes you had those fancy CD reading or CD playing compact disc devices that would flip the CD and play it. But for those of you who still had the hi-fi with the CD tray, with the revolving CD tray, or even just your car radio with the, you know, when you feed in the CD at the front, all it needed was that you had the readings, the surface where the data was sort of like written onto, that surface had to face down. So you would feed the CD in that format into the device reader, and the optical eye, meaning the little laser, is placed at the bottom, and all it does is when it receives the CD or the compact disc or the DVD, the CD starts spinning, and as it starts spinning, the eye starts reading. So it works on the same basis as the old megaphone. The megaphone, if you guys remember those sort of like records, those vinyl records in the 80s, in the 90s even, vinyl records, and you needed that big megaphone device to play it. For those of you whose grandfathers and grandmothers still had the device, kudos, guys. It's actually the technology that the CD is based upon, because the opposite happened with the record, the vinyl record itself. So the vinyl record you had to place on the turnstile. The turnstile is that little platform that looks like a plate that spins the vinyl record. And then you would put the needle on the vinyl record, and the needle would read the data, meaning it'll read the song as it's spinning along. So the only thing that's sitting and standing still is the needle from the megaphone, and the vinyl record is actually being spun by the little platform that it's placed on. That is the same concept that the CD reading or the compact disc reading technology is based upon, because if you feed in a CD, it's just that you have to take, instead of having your needle at the top, you've now got an optical eye at the bottom reading the disc from the bottom. And that is how the technology was based upon. Now, this, of course, did allow for, you know, this technology to have sort of like its own evolution, with it ending at the high definition and the Blu-ray definition standards, meaning as people wanted more data or more complex data to be stored on this disc, you had to only move forward. So this would include you including videos, you including pictures, you including better sound quality, and as well as also other functions to it, meaning like you could rewrite data on it. You couldn't delete data, you can only rewrite on it. So if you already had data on it, the integrity element would be the second discussion onto that. And what do I mean by this? So with a compact disc, especially if it was the CDRW standard, which means rewritable, the compact disc RW standard was a slightly thicker disc to the normal CDR disc. So the one was just, you know, the standard layers, which were about four layers or three layers maximum. But if you had the RW standard, there was an extra layer, making it a thicker disc. You could even see it with the DVD-R and the DVD-RW standards. If you had to compare the two discs, you could see that the one was thicker than the other, because the one allowed you firstly to increase your storage capacity. Firstly, second onto that is also you could rewrite onto that same storage capacity, but that was not an advisable trait, as many IT friends and colleagues that I've always shared this discussion with would indicate that unfortunately, if you had to rewrite data onto a CDRW or onto a DVD-RW, you would actually sort of like compromise the integrity of the standard of the information that you're basically putting on. So the first instance that you use it, it's finish and clear. You can only stop there. Because if you rewrite on it, you will just deteriorate the quality of the information that you wish to access later on. So that was one downside of it, unfortunately, because this is all about putting data on. And you don't actually want to, you know, cause major sort of like integrity or compromise in a major way the integrity of the data that you actually need for long-term use. You don't want to see that. Now, obviously, as mentioned, the CD drive, or the drive that supported the CD and the DVD and even the smaller discs like what's that very small one's name? I almost call it the Blu-ray, but I see it's the same size here. The mini disc.
Always get more at Voormalbrock. Brock. Get 5 kilogram top score maize meal for only $49.99. 750 gram Kellogg's corn flakes for only $46.99. 2 kilogram Rice King parboiled rice for $28.99. And 750 gram Crocs and Blackwell mayonnaise for $28.99. Voormalbrock. Brock. We care.
Now, coming back from that short ad break right there and just heading into where we left off, in terms of understanding sort of like the technology, the drives or the hardware that I had to read the storage device. Now, just to read to you guys or just to indicate to you, there were approximately 4 standard sizes for discs. You remember I mentioned the vinyl disc. which you had to place on, which, you know, grandfathers, grandmothers, you know, people from previous generations. I'm not knocking anyone's age here. Please, guys, please understand that I'm not knocking anyone's age, but I have to indicate the evolution of this technology to everyone. Now, vinyls, you can still find them somewhere. And I know when Musica was still here active in Namibia, they started selling vinyl records with vinyl record players in the same space. I don't know for what reason why this new craze came back. But however, vinyl record is the largest size that you can get. So that's about a 12-inch, which is about 7 inches by 10 inches in its diameter. And you have an outside layer and an inside layer on that disc, on that vinyl record disc. Then you got the normal CD or the normal compact disc size, which was the normal audio compact disc, the Blu-ray disc, the digital versatile disc, which is actually the DVD disc. And then also you had a smaller size going to the iOmega Zip and the mini disc sizes. Now, the mini disc one was that very small disc, if you guys can remember, which we actually never saw much here in Namibia. It was mostly either used in movies or in music videos on popular Western media. That's all it was used on. Because it was so unpopular in terms of it was not used much, because if you had developments in increasing the storage size on your DVD disc or on your CD disc, why would you then buy a smaller thing with a smaller disc, with a smaller storage capacity? That was the thinking behind it. Then you had the separate guy. Now, I'm not going to touch on the floppy disk as yet, but the floppy disk also forms part of this discussion, because the floppy disk's technology or its hardware was the floppy disk drive. So you also had to insert the floppy disk somewhere, but the floppy disk was actually the guy that had the smallest storage capacity on it. To read all these various sort of like storage sizes, you needed a hard drive or a drive. Now, the hard drive is usually your hard disk drive that you find in your PCs. The normal hard disk drive. I call it the normal hard disk drive because it's so that you do not confuse it with the solid state drive. A solid state drive does not make as much noise as a hard disk drive. HDD versus SSD. Just remember that. Keep that in the back of your head. Now, your hard disk drive, your HDD, has the same technology concept as the CDs, meaning it has a magnetic tape. It has a piece of magnetic film that rotates, and it has an optical eye or a needle that reads off it, that reads the data on it. Now, as you have your hard disk drive, you need your disk drive. Remember, a computer at that stage had a hard disk drive and it had a disk reading drive. With the CDs or the DVDs, it became that sort of like tray, that thing that pushed out for you to place the CD and the disk or the DVD in. That thing is also a disk drive. That's actually a drive or a disk drive. And you had to close it again in order for the storage to be entered into the device. Now, on top of that, developments took place in terms of taking the optical eye that would read the data from it into another, going ahead. You then saw CD rewritable technology or DVD rewritable technology becoming the standard norm for when you buy that optical drive. Hard disk drives have also seen their own evolution taking place. Currently, people are still selling, meaning that like if you're out there trying to build your own PC, you will still find people or businesses that are selling the hard disk drive. However, they now have it in slightly smaller sizes, which is a bit puzzling to me. I still have to wrap my understanding behind it because I still have to talk to one or two technicians about why the developments have taken place regarding the, you know, sizes or disk sizes coming down to 250 gigs. It's a bit odd, guys, because if you load Microsoft Windows onto a PC alone, Microsoft Windows takes about 60 gigs alone, standard. If it's the home edition or just sort of like a smaller edition below the office edition, it takes alone about 60 to 70 gigs from your hard disk space. It's one of the major issues that people, a lot of hackers and, you know, a lot of the true tech experts around the world have with home operating systems or operating systems or operating platforms, is that it takes so much storage capacity from your own machine. Now, I'm not going to enter into that as yet. That's a totally different discussion for another tech show in terms of looking at the various operating platforms that you can find. I will share that and I will talk to you about that in terms of the flexibility that you can find and some of the pros and cons for each of those operating systems. However, if we take a look, if we stay here where we are on hard disk drives and storage capacity and so on, the latest developments now is that you have solid state drives and hard disk drives still being sold, you know, for computers. Because I've seen laptops, I've seen PCs being built and being assembled with 500 gig, with 250 gig. And just to think, about 10 years back in 2010, when I built my first PC, or I had it built, I had 500 gig on that machine, hard disk drive size. Now the notion is, obviously cloud services has become the latest thing, and cloud services is now the new way of storing your data. That can be an expensive endeavor, just to let you know, guys, as opposed to owning the physical storage capacity. Because with cloud services, in most regards of what I've seen that has actually annoyed me from the Windows programs, is that you need to renew the license to get access to your data. You need to renew the license yearly. It's an annual renewal every year. It is a very annoying exercise. It is. Because it is a good perk, but it's not a good strategy if it's about your personal data, if it's about your company's data, or it's about your business data. Now, adding on to these aspects in terms of the sort of like the sizes that these previous storage devices had, if you had to look now, just to mention here, guys, the bigger you had to go in the physical size of a disk. Remember, a disk is round. It has to be round. The floppy disk, its full name is diskette. Its full name is floppy diskette. A round disk itself, and I'm not talking also about the hard disk drive, a round disk itself, the external storage. You had varying sizes, physical sizes. So you had 120 millimeters, which is actually 12 centimeters. You had 80 millimeters, which is actually 8 centimeters. And you had the smaller versions, which was 80 by 54 millimeters and 80 by 64 millimeters. Looking at their storage capacity, their ability of receiving and having data or information stored on it, the smaller guys, which was the 80 by 54 and the 80 by 64, had between 10 and 64 megabytes of storage capacity. Guys, what are you doing with 10 to 65 megabytes of storage capacity? That was the size of a business card. Yes, a business card, a little business card that just has a name tag, a name, contact details on it, company name, and so on. Business card size. Then you had CD-ROM data capacity, which was between 185 and 210 megabytes in size. That was the mini CD size. Then you had the other CD-ROM data capacity, the biggest one, which was between 650 to 700 megabytes. And that was the standard size. The standard size could only give you 700 megabytes, the biggest as the largest. Now, on that note, guys, we're quickly going to step into a short ad break. From that ad break, we'll come right back heading into the sort of like the last segment of today's discussion. That's of the last 20 minutes on today for just looking at these disk sizes and disk drives, and also looking at what some of them were, just to share with a little bit of a historical fact or historical elements regarding these. And on that note, stay tuned here with me, Dwight, and then this is a Tech Eagle on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
And welcome back from that extended break right there. And as we head into sort of like the last leg of today's program here of the Tech Eagle, and we're going through that, that continuous digital media sort of like disruption landscape, how it sort of like threw the whole landscape in terms of storage devices up in the air, revolutionized the approach and took it in a different direction for people who, as you now find it and as you now see it. Because you have to understand, guys, how did we get here? How did we get here, where we now just have cloud-based services running left, right, and center. For the iPhone guys, I know you guys have cloud-based services. Your phone or the adverts that they sell you continuously tell you, yeah, your iPhone has 128 gig storage capacity. I know it's a lie because someone that uses an iPhone told me, no, Dwight, it's actually you buy the phone and then you realize it's very limited capacity below that number that they advertised, and you actually have to pay to unlock further storage capacity. Yes, that is now what it has been. You have to pay to unlock storage capacity. Just like I explained to you about the Windows software suite functions, where you actually have to renew the license to have access to the same content, to your own files, to your own spreadsheets, to your own database of content and data that you compiled yourself. You just have to renew the license every year. It's almost like the nightmare that I saw about the Adobe software suite, the Creative Software Suite license fees. It was 5,000. Yeah, it was 500 US. 5,000 Namibian dollars at that stage at the exchange rate of about, 5 years back when it was still where one US dollar was to 10 Namibian dollars. 5,000 Namibian dollars to renew a license every year for just one thing. Not even for like the whole suite, for one thing. So if you were just going to use Adobe Illustrator or Adobe InDesign, You had to renew for 500 US or for 5,000 Namibian dollars. You had to renew annually just for that one element. Second on to that is, guys, I'm also not going to advocate here for you to download pirated software versions, because that is technically a crime. It's a cyber crime, and it's actually a crime against copyright and intellectual property. So I'm not going to advocate for that in terms of you actively going to look for it. Do not do it, because if it does happen, you will lose all your data and you will lose what you had been working on. Even if you saved it, you will lose it, because they have a built-in security system that actually sort of like locks all your work that you had been doing. So it does happen. Now, second onto that is also, The aspect of the cloud services now also allow for sort of like major sort of like developments in information sharing and information storage. Because as we have here had the, you know, just going through this historical list of the formats of the compact disc, you had the audio CD, which was the first instance of the compact disc digital audio. Then you had the super audio CD, which is just a super audio compact disc. The CD MIDI, which is M-I-D-I, and you had the CD-ROM. Second on that is also you had the video CD, which was the VCD. Then you also had the super video CD, the photo CD, the CDI, the CDI ready, the enhanced music CD, which is actually CD plus, and you had the vinyl disc. The vinyl disc is the oldest of these technologies or these storage devices or storage, this list of storage devices, because the vinyl CD is actually the equipment that has been coming out, you know, since the 1930s. And you had, like I mentioned, you needed that gramophone or that megaphone device that record reader in order to read the vinyl discs. And it also took up a lot of storage space because a vinyl disc is so big, or a vinyl record is so big, you actually need a box or a crate, for that matter, in order for you to just place your vinyl records in. It gave you nice loud sound, but the downside is the storage capacity. The same also for the device. The device was big. It was not as compact as your PC or as your laptop or as your phone, or nice and, you know, flexible to move about with. It was big. So if you needed to listen to your favorite music or your favorite artists and you didn't have you're not exposed to the technology we have now, the unfortunate thing is you can only listen to it at home or at a bar or wherever you found yourself in a public space. Like what most of those sort of like, I almost said steampunk, but it's not steampunk, but most of those, you know, classical movies, classical storytelling elements where they've got the bar setting and the bar setting has got music playing and the music is actually coming from a gramophone or from a record reader, not a CD reader, a record reader, even a jukebox in that same sense had these little vinyl records in it. And it's just for you to see, oh, wow, that's what the storage device looked like in yesteryear. Now, as mentioned, with the compact disc itself, you had the manufacturing element, which was the essential aspect, because technology development, guys, you would see the end result. You are only seeing the end result in terms of what you see today. So you don't, in terms of appreciating how the USB flash drive got where it is today, that you can actually walk around with with a 256 gigabyte storage capacity on you, or even you can walk around with a 1 terabyte external hard drive. Just to explain to you guys, there was a external hard drive that I bought that has the size of 250 gigs. Yeah, 250 gig. And it cost at that stage, what, $700 Namibian dollars in 2011. No, in 2009, $700 Namibian dollars for 250 gig. I know there's a bunch of you that would say, wow, Dwight, that's some old stuff. But it was not a solid state drive, guys, that external hard drive. That was a hard disk drive. You literally hear the mechanism working inside. It was a hard disk drive. And the unfortunate thing is hard disk drives are very... They're not very fragile, but they are fragile. They are open. You couldn't use your cell phone close to a hard disk. You can't use your cell phone close to a hard disk drive or to the earlier versions of USB sticks. You can't, because magnetic waves can strip your data. But I'm not yet there for that discussion. I'll get to flash drives and USB sticks in, for Monday's discussion. Still staying on the compact disk drive and its implications. Also, you then had the CDs, or the compact discs, where you could literally write on it. You could take your pen and you could write on the disc. Not on the bottom part, but on the top part, you know, to write your data and your information. You could literally write on it. Now, the CDR at that stage increased its storage capacity to 700 megabytes. And this was next to a mechanical, and this was as it allowed for people to like list what the data, or you could actually file it. Like, let's for example say you had, if you're in a media company, you need to store like photos and stuff, and you just wanted to know, to label the storage itself, and you could write on it. You could say today was wedding photos of Saturday, the 10th of February, and XYZ, and you put it and you mark it, and then you can file it. It allowed for that function because you just put it back into the CD cover, and there you go. This has, however, led to, you know, where you would physically or literally have computers or computer boxes that acted as servers or storage devices or storage space, wherein you could then store all that data on. So you also needed like physical archive space to keep your CDs, to keep your discs, to keep your everything. And it was very nice having, you know, like a CD rack with all your DVDs and CDs stacked in there. It looked nice. It looked spiff. You felt like a technology, you know, someone on the frontier of technology and all that. And today, that all falls away because they don't sell CDs anymore. I don't know. There are still Namibian artists who print or press or record for a CD. I know it's to generate sales. I know. It's almost looking at the newspaper format or the printed media format, because you wish to sell your product through a physical item. The unfortunate thing is Namibians are together in the latest technology trends. So if you're taking like 10 steps back in terms of selling someone your content, you would actually create more sort of like inconvenience than actually looking for a better way, because a lot of people don't have CD drives anymore. The latest laptops, I know, Andy, I know that you also know that, but the latest laptops don't even have CD drives anymore. And if you do have a PC that still has a CD drive, it might be like 5 years, 6 years old. That's the one downside. Second one to that is also the technology associated to it, because a lot of the companies don't support the hardware anymore, so they don't sort of like sell for that specific format. And the unfortunate thing is, if you see a Namibian artist, I know it's to support them, but guys, do your best in trying to support them. However, the artist also needs to know your major cost is printing that CD. So you have to find a different way of trying to make the money back. And printing a CD is not the way forward. Unfortunately not. Or even the recording on a CD is not the way forward. You've got to protect your copyright one or other way, and you've got to get it out there so that people can know about you one or other way. For that matter, you'll have to, you know, sit down with someone that has a sort of like a business sense for the music and entertainment industry in order to assist you in that endeavor. Now, just getting back in terms of the last 5 minutes in terms of today's discussion, just letting you know if there were also sort of like other developments in terms of the compact disc itself. You had the copy protection, or it allowed for sort of like, you know, protecting the data on the discs. This also led then to sort of like the anti-copy subcode, or sort of like protection mechanisms, like physical law or legislation that was incorporated. That's why you have got that intellectual property law, and as well as also copyright law, that govern the international space on creative content or content that is created by people, you know, from your own ideas, from your own work. International copyright law protects it, because Namibia is a signatory to that, and internet and patent law as well. Namibia is a signatory to it. However, the main sort of like people that can protect it and enforce it are only the Americans and the Europeans. For that matter, even the South Africans, they can also enforce it, but not on the scale that the Americans do, because the FBI, actually, they are in charge of protecting digital space, intellectual property, as well as also copyright for anything, meaning an advert, even just the way you write a word, all that is protected and goes into that same discussion. Now, just to give you sort of like a heads up in terms of the discussions that we will be touching on further still for going ahead, we will be touching on the floppy disk drive. And that will feature on that will sort of be like the smallest segment of the storage capacity discussion, because the USB or the flash storage or the flash drive is still the most widely used storage capacity, mobile storage capacity, still today. The same also, it also now incorporates the SD cards that we now use on our, in our cameras, in our mobile phones, wherever you go. It's just the only downside to that storage capacity is the drive, the reader, you know, to actually transfer data, because you now have to find and know about the various tricks of transferring data from your SD card into, let's say, for example, like your Google Drive or onto your physical PC. You also perhaps need a cable that you never thought you would need. These are the sort of like the finesse, the smaller mechanisms in your everyday life that can annoy you, that can provide for inconvenience, and that can provide for one or other way of actually just creating frustration in your daily life, because technology is supposed to be there to make things easier, not to overcomplicate things for you. Now, as I mentioned, the USB flash drive and the SD card or the SD memory card are now the most widely used storage mediums in modern day, in everyday life for now. We will also touch, as we've already covered the compact disk drive, we will also touch on the hard disk drive and the solid state drive, just so that you can have an understanding in terms of understanding how the PC's hard drive had moved up until evolved up until today. It is essential as to the notion, the discussion that I pointed towards, wherein you now see the reverse happen. First, there was this major rush in order to give people a larger storage space, you know, increasing your storage capacity. Because you would be sitting there and wondering, why is it taking so slow or so long for my data and information to show or to indicate? That was a handful of things, like in terms of processing power that your PC or machine would have. In terms of it, was also the type of system, the memory ability. And second on to that is also how big your storage capacity was. If it was small, if you had very sort of like feeble processing power, or you had like very feeble, or you had very limited sort of like memory. Memory is your random access memory. It would create major inconvenience and major sort of like frustration for you, the user, because your system would be moving slow. The whole thing, if your PC or your laptop is moving slow, it's just two things. It's your memory, or three things actually. It's your memory, your storage, and your processing ability, your processing power. Those three things give you, you know, are the major concerns, the major reasons why your machine moves or acts up slow. You will just have to deal with that frustration, because there's only one of two things. Either you increase all three of them, because you can't just increase one of them. You have to increase all three of them so they all are compatible with each other. However, that brings us to the end of today's program here on your number one talk radio station. This has been the Friday edition of the Tech Eagle. And up next, you can stay tuned and wait for my colleague Sally to step in, as she will grace us. Enjoy the rest of your day here on your number one.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times, which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always
Wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, just stepping out from that ad break, or that extended ad break there, and before we hand over to my colleague Sally, we're just expecting her to just, you know, sort of like say hi here. However, as I mentioned, just to give you a little bit of a preview in terms of the rest of today's programming, you can stay tuned after Sally's home brand conversation, as Andrew and team for the Home on the Radar will be ready to bring you the latest bullets and headlines, as well as also the major discussion points coming from those headlines, to be followed on by Helen, who will bring you her on her daily bulletin discussions as well from the 2:30 time slot. From there on, you can expect France to grace the airwaves again with the home run discussions in terms of taking you deeper into those discussions, as it's about, you know, just understanding the everyday sort of like discussion points that we witness as Namibians on a daily basis and experience and so on. From there on, after that, from the time period of 6:30, you can expect Gabriel on the Business and Economic Zone to come through with your various sort of like in-depth economical discussions, as well as also, apologies guys, how the landscape of economics fits in to the social science or the human science that it is. From there on, we will now grace over as my colleague Sally is on standby or just ready to step in and take you on a, you know, into the world of the discussion regarding branding and the brand conversation. For that, stay tuned, as at the brand conversation is to follow after this short ad break.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shelf life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods. the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
SMS and win big with Eagle FM and Nam Grocery. Stand a chance to win vegetable combos worth 300 Namibian dollars. All you have to do is answer the following questions. Who is the founder of Nam Grocery? And which year was Eagle FM founded? Send your answers to 1040, cost 5 Namibian dollars. The more you SMS, the better the chances of winning. Competition ends the 28th of February 2022. T's and C's apply.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.